Go ahead. So the first part deals with the transition of the Israeli groups into one kli, from Bala Sulam, 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. The second discernment is that the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all of its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. Answer number two from Rabash. Make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. Two. Those people that agreed to unite into one group that engages in love of friends, it is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages: as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among themselves to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 3. This is from Bala Sulam, letter 13. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness into one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while, from the light of life.
Again, let's continue.
From Baal Sulam, letter 47. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon that which our right to exist depends, and upon that our near-to-come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you.
Go on. Excerpt number 5, it's a new topic. The Israeli Kli, a state of transition, like a pipeline, like a head. Baal HaSulam, letter 4. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah, divinity, incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah, divinity, incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain.
Okay, move on.
Excerpt number 6, Likutei Moran. Every person should say, the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them. Every person should say, the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them.
I don't have it.
Excerpt number 7, Be'er Ma'im Chaim, Parashat Truma. Israel is the first and foremost to receive all the abundance, and from them it is dispensed to all the worlds. For this reason they are called Israel, meaning Li Rosh, namely, that they are in the discernment of Rosh, head, to receive the blessing first, and after them the rest of the world. Israel is the first and foremost to receive all the abundance, and from them it is dispensed to all the worlds. For this reason, they are called Israel, meaning Li Rosh, namely, that they are in the discernment of Rosh, head, to receive the blessing first, and after them, the rest of the world.
Yeah, for you too, and for everyone together.
Excerpt number 8, Sfat Emet, Parashat Yitro. The people of Israel became responsible for the correction of the world through the power of the Torah. And they were told, for the whole earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a nation of priests and holy people. Indeed, everything depends on the children of Israel. When they correct themselves, all the created beings follow after them.
Again, I remind.
Excerpt number 9. Baal HaSulam, Article de Aravut. It is upon the Israeli nation to qualify itself and all the people of the world through Torah and Mitzvot to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others, which is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is dvekut, adhesion with Him.
A bit more.
Excerpt number 10, Baal HaSulam, the love for the Creator and love for the created beings. The Israeli nation was to be a transition. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations.
Move on.
Okay, so the next chapter is the importance of disseminating to the nation of the Israel of Israel in our days. Excerpt number 11. Life's direction is to attain adhesion with Him, strictly to benefit the Creator, or to merit the public to achieve adhesion with Him.
Next. Number 12, from Baal HaSulam, the wisdom of Kabbalah and its essence. I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose.
Until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and fully explain each word. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation.
Period. Where are we?
13. Bala Sulam, the nation. We must establish for ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us sense of national love, both from one person to another and from the individuals to the whole. To rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others because besides being the basis, it gives a stature and success to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field.
Baruch, Ken. Clear, yes? Questions? Well, let's go next.
14. From the introduction to Panim Meirot U'Masbirot. It is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also in many other places, only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it, to show us that only the light enclosed within it, in it lies the cure that reforms a person. Both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created except by attaining the internality of the Torah and its secrets.
To the many, to the public. More?
15. Rav Kook Ikvei Hatzon, the great spiritual mysteries, who were only known to the great sages, must now be revealed on various levels to the entire nation.
That's it, enough. And 16?
16 from the Messiah's Shofar. There is a precondition for the redemption, that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land shall be full of knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would let them to leave. This is why it is written that each of the nations would hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could leave by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world would come by such a will and idea. Know that this is through dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world, so even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is a godly wisdom in Israel.